This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities now say 11 people were killed when a man yelling, "All Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh synagogue during Sabbath services, indiscriminately shooting and killing congregants. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick says six people were also injured in the attack.
There were 11 fatalities as a result of the shooting incident. There were no children. There were additionally six injuries, to include four of the police officers. That does not include the suspect.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf said that his heart goes out to all the victims and their families.
My heart breaks for the members of the Jewish community. Today, all of Pennsylvania mourns with you. Anti-Semitism has absolutely no place in our Commonwealth.
In Indiana, meanwhile, President Donald Trump said that all Americans have to stand against religious-based hatred.
Today, with one unified voice, we condemn the historic evil of anti-Semitism and every other form of evil.
The suspect, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, opened fire with an assault rifle and three handguns. He was shot in a confrontation with police and is listed in fair condition with multiple gunshot wounds. Voters in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar cast ballots Saturday in parliamentary elections that were delayed 1 week after the assassination of the province's police chief. Security was tight in Kandahar. Major roads were closed for nearly 24 hours before the polls opened to prevent any bomb-carrying vehicles from entering the area. During 2 days of voting last week, at least 50 people were killed in insurgent attacks. This is VOA News.